Two tea times. Get that. Your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Rex Howard, good morning. WT11 now. Weather, partly sunny. 81, I think the fog's out of here right now. Michelle from Hancock Park District Inn. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
I was noticing this morning we had our windows open at our house, and I get up really early, and it's still dark out, and the birds are out there chirping and going crazy. Even at night, I think
probably
they're going
robins.
Crazy.
They're the late singers and the early singers.
they really do get the worm. That's right.
Right?
They're out there late at night and then early this morning, man. They're going crazy. We have had a couple. We have kind of tall A-frame in front of our house. Mm-hmm. And twice in the last couple of days, birds have crashed into those windows.
Well, they see the reflection and think it's, whatever trees and nature behind you is what they're unfortunately seeing and think they can fly through. So
it's like a dull thud.
Right. Like, it does happen.
Yeah. Where's the bird? It's got to be.
Sometimes they
out.
Do, and sometimes they can get up and they can fly away and and stuff.
They've
so.
Left feathers on the windows too sometimes. So.
Yeah. Yeah. At our house, the starlings have been. We're out in the country, so we have different, but for some reason, a lot of starling noise the last couple of days, which.
Yeah. And I swear.
Not sure what that's all about, but yeah.
Somebody has a bird active, or some kind of sensor, chirps. It's like that kind of sound. It's not a bird. It's got to be somebody, a recording or something. Somebody's messing with
me. I mean,
birds
make all kinds of noise. I mean, they have their singing song noise, but then they make little chip noises and little metallic chirps and different noises that they're making. Right. And then it's, we're not getting too much insect noise just yet. So this is when we're not quite summer yet, but the evenings are quiet because you're not getting your crickets and different things, but a lot of
birds.
But your frogs, though. I mean, the tree frogs were singing last night. Chorus frogs, the toads. So you're getting your amphibian noises. Insects will be, before we know it, we'll start hearing cicadas. Yes.
Michelle in from the Hancock Park District getting ready for the annual, that's why we said tea time, too.
Two tea times.
Annual Peter Rabbit Tea Time Monday.
June 1st. So Monday, June 1st, this takes place out at Litzenberg Memorial Woods, meeting at the gatehouse. But we're kind of all over the park because we do four different stories that we just rotate. So this year we're highlighting the tale of Mrs. Tiggy Winkle. So for those of you who don't know, she's a little hedgehog who does laundry. It's a cute little story. And so I actually portray Beatrix Potter. So this is for kids ages 4 to 8 with an adult. But we're asking no other age siblings can attend. We just want mom or dad or grandma with those 4 to 8-year-olds and one adult for every 2 children. And so we have a tea time at 11 o'clock and then again at 1 o'clock. So you meet at the Activity Barn, you get to hear the story, and then you go inside of the McInnes house and have tea, quote-unquote tea. It's apple juice or water. And then our snack, we always do our themed snack around the story. So since Mrs. Tiggy Winkle is a hedgehog, we do marshmallows and pretzel sticks to look like a little hedgehog. And then we do a scavenger hunt. You get to help Mrs. Tiggy Winkle will be there to meet. And then, of course, she'll need assisting with laundry in the wash house. And then there'll be a little hedgehog craft. So, again, need you to sign up by this Friday at 1 o'clock. It's $4 per child. Adults don't need to register. And I believe we hit our minimum for each of the teas, but we do have a maximum of 12 children per tea time. So I haven't looked with the long weekend to see where our numbers are. But it's a fun, and it's not just for girls. All of my boys have gone. We do get young gentlemen out there. So it's just a fun activity that we've got. So, yes, Peter Rabbit Tea this Monday, June 1st, out at Litzenberg.
Tiggy Winkle. All right.
Mrs. Tiggy Winkle, yes.
Tiggy Winkle. All right. What else do we have going on? I'm looking. Beetle Bonanza on the 13th. There you go.
Yes, so we've got a program on Saturday, June 13th. This is taking place out at Litzenberg Memorial Woods. And, finding out about beetles, which is, out of all the insects in the world, the beetles are the most populous, I guess. More of them are beetles than any other kind. And so just going to be taking a hike and walking, learning about which ones you could potentially find on the trails, like click beetles and weevils. And this is at 1 o'clock, meeting at the shelter, all ages, free. There's no registration. And so Beta Bonanza, Saturday, June 13th. I almost said March. I'm not sure where my brain's going to March. I had to stop. I'm like, no, it's June. We are right. It's almost
June.
I know kids have those few last days before summer break and getting into summer mode. And summer camps, again, we do have some spots available. Again, HancockParks.com. The front page, that marquee, there's a link there that gets you to our summer camps. And those are starting next week. And so there's still some spots available. But again, you can get on there and check availability that way.
Mm-hmm. So many other things going on during the month of June. Mm-hmm. Take a look at HancockParks.com and click on. Michelle Lynn, Hancock Park District, thanks for coming in this
morning. Thanks for having me.
Your country now, 100.5 WKXA.